ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet and God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Thursday, December 28th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Excuse me, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Thought I had the throat all cleared up and the voice ready to roll this morning, but pre-tripping, not good. Got a little bit of a cold starting. Change of seasons, wear a coat, don't wear a coat, warm, almost spring-like weather conditions out there. So, yeah, went outside, did a couple things outside without a coat. Dumb, 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 stupid, dumb, don't ever do it. Get a chill, get a cold. Well, we're fighting it, so we'll get through it together. But we got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of stories. Lots of information coming out of Lansing, coming out of the courts, coming out of national politics stories, presidential election, polls, all kinds of data prepping for the show late last night and again this morning. Pretty interesting. The courts are getting more and more involved in these lawsuits, coming out with rulings, decisions that are going to tremendously impact the presidential election as well as state, Michigan state politics. There's going to be a meeting here shortly of the Redistricting Commission. Why? Because they had three members resign, ruling by a judge that what they did in Detroit, illegal and unconstitutional. And it's really interesting where the lawsuit's coming from on this. It's coming from Democrats in Detroit, from the far left Democrats of Detroit. Not happy with the maps, not happy with the representation. They got a couple of their longtime outspoken, I would say radical, Democrat state representatives. Well, they're ticked off. They want the seats back. They want their power back. They want the voices back. So they sued, and the judge in the case agreed with them. Well, now this is going to impact the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, the Democrat from Detroit. This is very, very interesting. Also could affect the special elections to replace the two Democrats, Lori Stone, who got elected first woman mayor of Warren, and Kevin Coleman, Democrat state rep, who got elected mayor of Westland. Well, the governor had come out and announced a primary and a special election to replace them, because right now the House is in gridlock 54-54. The Democrats don't have their two-seat majority. Well, guess what? This whole process may come to a stop, a screeching halt. We got that story. We got so much more. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Thursday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, be part of the discussion, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Also, no long text messages and no links unless we specifically ask for information, stories for you to check out for us. While we're doing the show live, greatly appreciate that. But no videos, no long stories unrelated to the conversation. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate that. Detroit voters who successfully challenged the state's 2021 legislative maps want the court to appoint a special master to assist the Michigan Independent Redistricting Commission with the court-ordered redrawing of the maps. Well, we broke the story yesterday, came out. It's on Michigan Talk News Network. What they did in Detroit was unconstitutional. Racial gerrymandering was determined by a three-judge panel's ruling. 13 Metro Detroit legislative districts ruled unconstitutional. As a result of their ruling last week, the legislative district maps found to violate Voting Rights Act. Now, this is almost basically a double play for us here today, because last week, when they made their ruling, any future elections in a combined 13 Metro Detroit legislative house districts are on hold after a federal panel ruled that the race-based drawing of Michigan's 2021 House and Senate redistricting maps were unconstitutional due to racial gerrymandering. The three-judge panel ruled Michigan's Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission followed the advice of a team of experts that as long as they limited the black voting age population to between 35 and 45%, thus causing it to violate the United States Voting Rights Act. But in mentioning scores, if not hundreds of times, that they were sorting Detroit area voters into districts, the record shows almost oceanic evidence that the redistricting commissioners intended to draw boundaries simply based on race. The judges showed some empathy for the commissioners, finding that 13 people who were led by the nose by their Voting Rights Act legal counsel assured the MICRC that any legislative districts in which black voters made up more than 45% of the population basically amounted to packing the district, quote, end quote. The attorney Bruce Adelson and political scientist Lisa Hanley provided a grave disservice to everyone involved in the case, but above all, the voters themselves, when they assured the commissioners that the black preferred candidates would perform well in the challenged districts based on general election data alone. The court ruled that House Districts 1, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, and 14, along with Senate Districts 1, 3, 6, 8, 10, and 11, were wrongly drawn. The attorney, Adelson, was mentioned by name 155 times in their 116-page decision. The political scientist, Lisa Hanley, was mentioned 110 times. Folks, the report was only 116 pages long. The attorney was mentioned one time per page, plus in some pages twice. Hanley was mentioned almost on every single page of the report. The references were so numerous that the judge, Janet Neff, wrote separately to say both Adelson, the attorney, and Handley, who were, quote, highly respected in the redistricting field, end quote, said that the commission did their best under the challenging situations. But because they listened to the attorney and the political scientist, they violated the people's voting rights. Now, the upshot is the parties in the case are going to show up in court in early January. That's happening today. That's the double play aspect of this story, to discuss how the maps will be redrawn and whether the process will include only these 13 districts or, listen to this, the entire House and Senate maps heading into next year's election. An appeal is expected of the decision from last week. However, nothing has yet been officially filed. Well, who is involved in this case? Former Detroit State Representative Sherry Gay-Dagnogo. This woman is absolutely a communist, socialist, progressive, quote-unquote, Democrat. When based on the ruling of last week, a week ago today, she said it is extremely a great day for the people of Detroit. Being the lead plaintiff in the case, along with Donald Agee, versus Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. This decision is for the people who were left out of the process, who didn't have access to transparency. She went on to say and made quote of the day last week, Ray Charles could see the wrong. Of course, referring to the blind soul singer. Little side note, do a search on YouTube and listen to Ray Charles' rendition of America the Beautiful. Best rendition ever. Former Rep. Sherry Gay-Dagnogo said, I'm grateful to our judges who ruled the right way today. This was a week ago. The Brightmoor and Birmingham don't belong together. That Jefferson, Chalmers, and St. Clair Shores don't belong together. Black representation matters. Kind of a Black Lives Matter takeoff. End quote. Well, the executive director of the Independent Commission, Edward Woods III, said that the MICRC is aware and disappointed by the court's decision. Commissioners will review the decision before coming out with a statement. In the immediate term, there's a question whether last week's decision impacts the special House elections in the 13th and 25th House districts in Westland and Warren. Districts left open by the resignation of former Democrat State Representative Lori Stone, who became the first woman mayor in Warren, and Kevin Coleman, who got elected mayor in Westland. While specifically the 13th and 25th weren't mentioned in the lawsuit, the 13th district, that's Westland, I believe, is sandwiched right in between two of the illegal districts. On both sides, the 12th and the 14th. So if those maps change in the 12th and the 14th, they could actually impact the 13th district. One of the commissioners, Anthony Eade, said during his testimony to the federal court panel that redrawing the challenge districts would mean that they would have to redraw the entire maps. Asked about the possibility, House Republican Minority Leader Matt Hall said, quote, "It seems like you'd have to adjust these districts to fix the illegal ones. I don't have a clear answer, but it seems like that would be the argument here," end quote. Meanwhile, Michigan Democratic Party Chairwoman LaVara Barnes said that the special elections, quote, "are expected to proceed as planned," end quote. However, the judges didn't mention the special elections in their ruling one way or the other. The repercussions here is that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer's planned special elections for early next year in 2024 must be canceled to prevent elections in House districts based on unconstitutional maps. The problem? The House is split right now, 54-54, until those special elections take place. Current House Speaker Joe Tate, who was involved in one of the unconstitutional districts, declined to jump the gun, saying simply House Democrats will await further direction from the courts regarding the next steps. He continues, "House Democrats have made clear our commitment to putting people first by prioritizing the issues that matter most to most Michiganders, putting dollars back in their pockets, protecting access to reproductive care, passing common sense gun violence prevention laws, and much more," end quote, said the Speaker Joe Tate. His final statement is, "We benefit from passionate and dedicated members and are confident in our ability to retain and grow our majority," end quote. See, folks, this is exactly the problem. We talked about this district, this commission, redistricting commission, independent redistricting commission appointed by the governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state. Well, because of this decision last week, a week ago today, last Thursday, before Christmas, three of the commissioners have resigned. So what is Attorney General Dana Nessel's idea to replace the three commissioners that resigned? You will not believe this. You will not believe her idea. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the meeting they're having here this morning and how they're going to potentially deal with this legal decision. But that has to come after the bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.